And welcome. We will call the meeting.
Recording in progress.
We will call the meeting to order. This is the October 5th and 6th, 2023 South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. We're coming to you from Deadwood today. Welcome to everyone who is with us live here in Deadwood and to those that are joining us online. I'm Stephanie Rissler. One of the first things that we always do at the beginning of every meeting is the conflict of interest disclosure. This is something that I'm required to read, and so I will do that now. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a conflict as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. With that, do any of the commissioners have any conflicts of interest they feel they need to bring up at this time? Seeing none, we will move on to the approval of the previous minutes. Those were posted online on the GFP website, commission/archives. We've all had the opportunity to take a look at those minutes. To approve those, we need a motion and a second. Moved by Commissioner Bartling.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed. Those minutes are approved. We'll move down to item number three, additional commissioner salary days. Do we have any commissioners at this time that would like to bring forward commissioner salary days? Liz, do we have any commissioner salary days that have been turned in? Very good. With that, we don't need to have a motion on that item. We have nothing to vote on. At this time, we will take a look at the 2024 commission meeting calendar, which the commission will approve that. And we have Deputy Director Scott Simpson with us.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. Just wanted to give you an idea of what our schedule may look like for next year. As you can see by the page in your book there, we're looking at having fewer on-the-road meetings and more centralized meetings in Pierre there. It looks like if this schedule meets your approval, that we would be moving around in May to Custer State Park, July in Sioux Falls at Good Earth, and also in October to Rapid City at the outdoor campus. Other than that, we'd be looking at holding the rest of the meetings in Pierre. A couple reasons for that. One, as you know, we've been online. We've been taking online testimony. It allows anyone in the state to be able to testify from wherever they're at. It doesn't necessarily require the commission to move around and take input from other geographic locations. People can do that every week. And we think that's been a great step for this commission. And I think the quality and the quantity of public input is improved with that. The other part of this, and I'm sure that if I ask Chris how his day is going, when we do these online commission meetings, we do have a certain baseline for connectivity. And it can get to be a challenge when we move to some of these places within the state. So having it take place in Pierre, whether it be at the Matthews Training Center or over in the Capitol, which I think we're going to be able to take advantage of over there, we think that we can have just a better product to put out there to the public. And So for that reason, this is the commission schedule that we're proposing in 2024. We'd be looking for you. Are we looking to adopt that right now? We can either adopt it right now, or you can take a month to look at it, whatever your pleasure is. But we'd sure take any feedback or any input. If you see something that you don't like, doesn't work, dates that need to be changed, we'd like to get that out there now and be ready to go next year. It certainly takes a lot of effort to get these things scheduled, to get things lined out, hotel rooms, meals, meeting places, and all those kinds of things. So the further out we are ahead of that, just the easier it makes it for everybody. So,
any questions for Director Simpson or comments? Commissioner Beese.
Commissioner Beese here. I kind of like the meetings where they are myself. I guess I kind of expressed that before, and I understand the reasons you brought up, Scott, but you know, I really enjoy when we go out and meet the staff in the different areas and see what they're doing and be able to talk to them, get to know them. I mean, that'll be gone other than, you know, like you said, virtual, but I think there's a lot of value into that, being able to go out to the different areas in our state and meet the people that are working in those areas and what they're doing. I like the current system myself, but, you know, I can understand the other concerns, too. Thanks.
Director Simpson, did you have any follow-up on that? Reply?
No. Madam Chair?
Yes.
I understand.
Very good. Excellent. Any other questions, comments? Secretary Roebling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. One thing I would add to Scott there is the fact that we can still do field trips. We can still plan events with the commission to meet staff at certain times of the year. It might not be around a commission meeting, but we definitely value that interaction, that engagement with staff, and I'd love to do that myself as well. So anytime I'm meeting with staff, I'll make sure the commission's informed of those opportunities, and we continue allowing that to be a part of just the way we do business, for sure.
Very good. I would concur with Commissioner Beese. I, too, like to travel and take a closer look at what we're talking about oftentimes when we're making decisions on these things, but I also understand the need to do this. And coming from a broadcasting background, I feel the pain of our communication and marketing team every time we have to pull these off, and they do get it done. But I certainly understand that. And with that, we do need either a motion to approve this, or if you would like to wait and take a look at this, we could move it to November. So with that, we need a motion and a second.
Madam Secretary.
Yes.
Considering the comments and thought processes, I make a motion that we move it to the next meeting so we have a chance to discuss this and probably look into what our overall concept is.
All right. We have a motion to move it to November. We do need a second on that.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. Any comments? All those in favor of moving the decision to November, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, we'll move the final decision to November. Thank you.